Good afternoon and welcome to Mars Bar. I'm your host, Marcy Latimer, on this Sunday, March 13th, 2022. I do appreciate you coming in and hearing me. I do certainly always enjoy hearing from those that are following, and we thank you again for donating to Eternal Affairs Media. You could always drop a donation by going to ea.org, eternalaffairsmedia.org. And of course, supporting our shows. We appreciate that always. I do always like to start with a prayer. I'm just going to be real simple this time. If you have not already declared the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, this is the time to do it. So just say, "Oh Lord, come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior." That's really all you have to do. And you will have eternal life by claiming him as your Lord and Savior. So that's the easiest way to do it. Always put God first. That's what I always do. And everything else will follow, as I say. I also wanted to just say that power of prayer works. And I do believe in the power of prayer. And if we all come together, pray for the safety of our nation, our troops, our citizens, and that the USA would return to a godly nation for 1 minute each day, 7 to 7:01 p.m., whichever time that is in your area, whether that's Pacific, Eastern, Central time. But if you do that for 1 minute each day, if all of us come together, pray for that to happen, and God listens, and he will answer the prayers, because that's what we need right now in these very disturbing times. And it's not just the USA that has so many disturbing things going on. Of course, as we know, what's happening in Russia and Ukraine, and it really looks like a war from the outside. But as my pastor, George, said today at church, he said, "But from the inside, it's an opportunity of those in need for claiming the Holy Spirit." And it could be an opportunity for some to learn about Jesus Christ in the first place and God, and turn to our Lord and Savior. So this is the time, and things are happening. And in fact, if you want to help fund Ukrainians to safety, we can always go to their website, for the church website. Eagle Mountain International Church has already donated $2.7 million just a week ago. So, and they're continuing to increase the fundraising efforts for this great cause to help fund Ukrainians to safety. They are able to do this by way of helping and getting donations from people such as yourself. So if you're feeling so inclined to do so, to help the Ukrainians to safety, you can go to kcm.org/giveisrael. They have different funds, and that's what it's called. And that website will direct you to videos that are currently happening in Ukraine and how the people are getting on buses to safety, and they're taking them to surrounding countries such as Poland for safety. So can we get an amen to that? Absolutely. 100%. Hallelujah. So what an amazing effort, and it's great to see. So we pray for the safety of all of them. And they also have partnerships in people from Russia. So we can't forget that not all the Russians are on board with this. In fact, most people are against Putin's dictatorship and how evil he really is. And they are clinging to the Lord Jesus Christ as well. So the churches in Russia are opening up, and we need to pray for them as well. So that's a really great thing to know. You know, most of them, you have to remember, those citizens, they're not on board with this. Just like United States, we're not on board with what's going on in our own administration. Most of us are showing how, or they're really seeing firsthand how devastating things are becoming in the United States. And for the last 13 months since the Biden administration Honestly, I mean, I feel like they should all be impeached somehow, some way. We got to get our United States back on track again. But unfortunately, it's just gone downhill since the fraud in the White House and his administration has taken over, and they've just completely ruined our country in such a short amount of time. So we need to pray for our nation, as I said already, 7 to 7 to 1. If we can just do that all, and God will listen and our prayers will be answered. And of course, that is huge. I mean, so many things going on from, my goodness, the gas prices. It's just astronomical. The inflation is now the worst it's been since the 70s. Gas prices are averaging $4.17 a gallon nationwide now, whereas under Trump, it was $1.89. Unbelievable how much it's gone up in 13 months. Gas prices in California are beyond the $6 mark. I know that from family and friends. There are some places have even reached up to $9. There was a place in Death Valley area, and it showed $9 a gallon. Unbelievable. Here in Texas, since I've been here only 8 weeks, moved here 8 weeks ago, it was $2.79 when I arrived, and now it's $3.99 in some places. It's unbelievable how it's reaching that $4 mark, and it's very scary because here, literally a year ago, I know people that I've met here have said they were used to under $2 a gallon. So this is unbelievable how the prices are skyrocketing. So the Democrats' agenda, I really believe, is to keep the prices high so they can force or push at least electric cars on the population to satisfy their Green New Deal, which is such a farce. It's not practical at all. It's not affordable. I mean, where are the charging stations? Is that a practical outlet? Do they have a lot of charging stations for people with the electric cars? And I'm not saying people with the electric cars, it's a bad thing, because, you know, they're beautiful cars. They're quiet. They have, you know, a lot of good positives to them. But the fact of the matter is, it's just not affordable. I mean, how much are the cars themselves costing? At least 50 grand, right? So who could afford to just junk their old car and then spend 50 grand on another car to save on gas? And then, oh, not to mention the batteries. We have to figure in the battery cost, right? And also, and I'm hearing some of the batteries are like 30 grand. I mean, that's ludicrous when you have to replace that. That's like another car in itself. And how many miles can you actually drive before the batteries need charging? It's not practical at all. And also, how ecological are the battery fields? Okay, I saw there was a picture of a field basically showing a beautiful green field that said the pipeline, the finished pipeline. And a beautiful picture of that makes it beautiful for nature, right? And then underneath there is the battery replacement mine, lithium battery mine for the car batteries that the Democrats are trying to push on their so-called Green New Deal. What they're saying is ecologically sound is the better option to clean the planet. Are you kidding me? They're not thinking logically at all, because nothing about that party is common sense. Think about that. They don't have common sense. So we have to think about these things. And honestly, it's a horrible, horrible picture of this lithium field. It's looks like it's decaying. It's rotted ground. It's terrible. And it's doing horrible things for the environment. It's not a good thing. What they really needed to do was keep the pipeline open. And they still have time to do this. The first thing that fraud in the White House, Clueless Joe, as I call him, did was when he got signed into office, as he overturned the pipeline. He shut off the pipeline. And all those people that worked on the pipeline, they lost their jobs. Remember that. And President Trump, of course, had that open. And naturally, under Trump, we were environmentally sound and we were energy independent in this country. So we didn't have to worry about getting our gas and oil from other countries. We were energy independent. That's why the prices stayed down under Trump. So now with these escalating gas prices, which nobody can afford, no matter where you are, it's unbelievable. And this is all due to them not wanting to have something that President Trump had in place. I mean, it's really such a sad thing. It's such a sad state of affairs. But they will not do that. They don't want to drill here in our own nation. That's what could get the gas prices down again. But no, they won't do this. The Democrats have an agenda, and they certainly wouldn't want to admit that they were wrong and that Trump was right. And by the way, Trump has been right about everything. And just so you know, these are gas prices. This is on the AAA website. They pulled up the top 10 highest prices per gallon in the last week. California average $5.34. And of course, as I said, in Southern California, where I left just 8 weeks ago, I moved from San Diego to Fort Worth, Texas. But the people that I stay in contact with, family and friends, are saying it's over $6 now, mostly there in Southern California. California averaging $5.34. Hawaii, $4.69. And in fact, that's the price that it was when I left 8 weeks ago, California, just so you know. Number three is Nevada at $4.59. Number four, Oregon at $4.51 an average gallon. Washington State's at number five for $4.44. Six is Alaska, $4.39 a gallon. That's your average. Illinois is number seven, $4.30 now. Connecticut's on the list at number eight for $4.28 a gallon for your average. New York, $4.26 a gallon. And to round up the top 10 highest priced average gasoline prices in the nation is Pennsylvania at $4.23. And that is from AAA website just in the last week. That is the latest there. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Now people are not wanting to drive. And of course, as I said before, you'll see this is all their agenda to try to get everybody to get electric cars. But is that practical? Absolutely not. And guess what? President Trump, he actually predicted this in 2019. So listen to this. This was at a rally in 2019. President Trump, here it is right here.
$7, $8, $9. There's no way. Now, Biden says that America is doing all it can with gas prices. That's Putin's fault. So I got a question for you real quick. If shutting down oil from Russia hurts their economy, wouldn't shutting down oil from America hurt our economy?
And there you have it. And that was actually Greg Stevens, news anchor for Victory News Network. By the way, that is the best news. It is a wonderful station. If you're not already familiar with it, go Victory. They do have an app as well, and it's on networks, Dish and Direct. So just look for that in your listings. But it is really good. It's truthful, real news. They're not afraid to tell the truth, and they do it in the spirit of faith, which is great. They always add a prayer at the end, and it's a wonderful thing. So just something I recommend. Also, the other show I recommend highly is Flashpoint. I love that show. If you're not already watching, it's great. And you could see that govictory.com/flashpoint. I highly recommend that. One's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Central Time. Great show. I look forward to that every week. And they have great pastors on, as well as guests who are conservative. They were at CPAC just in the last month or week, 2 weeks ago. That was CPAC. And of course, the conservative outlets, and they're just not afraid to talk about the truth. So it's a great program. I highly recommend it. Anyway, so speaking of Trump, you know, predicting that was a definite prediction. He said it right there under Biden. They're going to try to get the gas prices up. And again, that was on 2019 when he said that. So you heard it right there, folks. And that's the truth. And everything he said has come to fruition, just like we thought. And the people who voted for Biden, they should be absolutely ashamed. But will they admit it? And then, of course, there's also the people who didn't vote and were cheated, and they cheated to win anyways. We know the 2020 election. So once again, I always remind people to watch Dinesh D'Souza's movie 2000 Mules, 2000mules.com. You could go to that for all the election corruption of 2020. It exposes the truth. And I'm still waiting to hear when that will come out. It's supposed to be this month in March. I know I mentioned that on my last show for the dates, but it has not officially come out. But just be on the lookout for that, 2000mules.com. And you could look at the trailer at least at as we speak. But it's definitely going to show the truth right there on shedding a light on the corruption and all of the 2020 election fraud. And until we get the election integrity back, we really cannot go forward in elections, is my opinion. So we need to get to the bottom of that. So President Trump, of course, he had his other Save America rally just yesterday in South Carolina, Saturday, March 12th. And he, you know, mentioned all of this again, you know, what's happening. And he said how this would not be happening, Ukraine and Russia, if he was still in office. And I truly believe that as well. And I think it's sad that this is even something that's going on, but it's what is happening. And we have to just continue to pray. And as I mentioned, ways to help. But in the meantime, it is really unfortunate that we can't just have Trump back in place, because Putin knew he meant business, and Putin was not going to do this if Trump was in office. But because he sees how weak the United States looks now, unfortunately, with Biden and his administration and all the frauds in office there, that honestly should be impeached, the entire lot of them, they're very weak, very weak. And that is why the other countries know that, oh, we could take advantage of them now. It's very sad. So let me just tell you, Trump did an interview. This is kind of funny. On the 10th, on Thursday, he did an interview with these young millennial types named with the Nelk Boys. I had never heard of it. All of a sudden, I get this notification on Facebook, President Trump's interview. So I said, oh, great. Okay. So I watched it. And of course, I always love to hear what our president, Trump, naturally, that's our president, the real, real president who won, the one who should still be in office. He was being interviewed by these guys. I didn't know who they were. I was just listening and hearing him out. And he's telling the truth, as he always does, about what's going on. And then turns out, oh, and it's the thing that was strange was they were calling him Don and Donnie. And I thought, ooh, I was reading the comments, and a lot of people were saying, oh, this is so disrespectful to call a president by their first name. And not only that, but it, not just saying Donald, they're saying Don and Donnie. So they're buddies. It was very strange. Thought that was kind of odd, but he went along with it. And come to find out, the day after, everybody is talking about this, and it's like big news that apparently this interview was getting over 5 million views on YouTube, and within 24 hours, YouTube took it down. If that's not big tech censoring, I don't know what is, because they don't like the truth. They don't like to hear the truth from the conservative side. Of course, if it was a Democrat being interviewed, I'm sure they would have kept it up, no problem, spewing their lies. So because it was Trump, and they took it down, and all of a sudden, anybody who shared it, I shared it on Facebook on a number of my conservative sites that I administer, and I noticed that when I went back to see, it said content unavailable. And of course, Facebook, fake book, they took it down as well. But I'm just saying, I did look up the guys who interviewed him, because I was curious, who are these guys anyway? And apparently the Nelk Boys, they're known for doing pranks, which I thought was very odd. But then I thought, well, okay, that makes sense. They called him Don and Donnie because they're kind of just being lighthearted about things. But the truth of the matter is, I was thinking, wow, these guys got an interview with President Trump. That's pretty impressive. So there you have it. But again, big tech censoring and President Trump's free speech and truth is what he's after. And of course, he did this with Truth Social, with his, in fact, a lot of people I know have signed up for that. It took me a long time to try to get on Truth Social. It came out on President's Day, which was a good day to have that, on February 21st. President's Day was the day it launched. And now today, or just yesterday, I finally got my account created successfully. I've been trying ever since February 21st. And it says that I'm number 1,181,700. And it says, thanks for joining. Due to high demand, we have placed you on our wait list. We love you, and you are not just another number to us, but your waitlist number is above, as I mentioned. We will email you when your account is ready. If you enable push notifications in the Truth Social mobile app, we'll also notify you with push notifications. So if you're in the same boat as me, and I know a lot of people are, where they're just waiting to get on, you know, there you go. Oh, okay. So thank you so much. A lot of people, let's see. Oh, interesting. You know what? Okay. If on social media, on True Social, I will be, you're asking, JJ3041819Y. Okay. That is your name. Thank you for joining. You're asking me once I'm on True Social, what my name will be. Okay. I will tell you what it will be. It will be at GlamGal91. Okay. So I'll just type that in right now. Okay. And there you have it. So that will be when I get on. But again, it's taking a long time. So if you're in the same boat as me, don't worry. Just keep trying. Just keep trying. And yeah, that will be my Truth Social name. I'm not familiar with how it works. So anyway, that's the name I signed up with, at GlamGal91. So you can look me up then once I get on. But again, I'm just under 1.2 million. So that is a lot. That is a lot of people that I have to weed through. I'm 1,181,700. That's my number. I don't even know how long it's going to take. That'll be interesting to find out. All right. So keep squashing big tech. We're waiting for the truth. And there you have it. Don't forget reminders of the January 6th Capital Punishment, the movie. If you haven't watched it already, make sure you want to see that as well. I've talked about that in the past, and I just want to reiterate, because it is really good to watch that, because it does show how much people were faked and how phony it really was. Also, the other thing I wanted to mention was the trucker's convoy. A lot of people are forgetting, you know, what's going on. There is the People's Convoy, don't forget. And they went from California all the way to DC, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, fantastic guy, he joined them this week. There was footage of him joining them, and it was wonderful. And he was sitting in the seats, and, you know, of the truckers, and it was great. Also, we had a lot of people that were showing how much their gas tanks are for the cost of truckers to fill up a tank of gas. Those 18-wheelers, over $1,000 it takes. Okay, so while normal people driving their cars, it's over $100 now to fill up with these astronomical gas prices. Can you just imagine? So the truckers were showing, oh yeah, it's over $1,000 for us. So it's absolutely astonishing. But they are committed to the cause. They are committed to having these government tyrannical figures dropping these mandates. And they are camped out at the U.S. Capitol in D.C., and they're going to continue to do so, and they plan to stay until the mandates are lifted. So that's a really great thing. And so I applaud them for that, just like the truckers in Canada did. And they started this whole thing, and I think it's wonderful. CDC, by the way, speaking of mandates, they extended the mask mandate on commercial airplanes until April 18th after ignoring 92 signatures from Republicans that were requiring March 18th, or at least requesting March 18th as the date to unmask. So they said, nope, we're going to push it to April 18th, but at least it's happening. So that's good. But of course, we'll come to that on April 18th and really verify, did it really happen? And United Airlines is inviting unvaxxed employees back to work for their medical, for them to work with medical and religious exemptions now. So that's really good news. So again, little by little, we are seeing the tyranny lifted from we the people. So if people continue to fight this, then yes, we can certainly keep moving and keep moving forward and just say, you know, enough is enough of these. And just, you know, it's a done deal. We're tired of this. I mean, we're seeing a lot of people like parents across the board at school boards across the nation, you know, fighting the tyrannical mandates for their kids to not have to be masked and to not have to have the vaccines and just to attend school and things like that. And of course, the DOJ called them, you know, terrorists, which is ridiculous, domestic terrorists. It's ludicrous, I know. But this is what's happening. And we need to just keep pushing and keep pushing and saying, nope, we're not standing for it. So if we're constantly just showing the truth and constantly proving a point and not backing down and not complying with tyrannical government overreach, then things will eventually get lifted and will go our way. So it's a good thing. And I'm seeing that more and more of that is happening. So that's good news. The other thing that happened this week, some of you might know, some of you might not, the Democrats, unfortunately, they worked up, oh, poof, in the middle of the night. What a surprise when nobody else was having time to know what was going on in the middle of the night. They were padding a bill to put more tyrannical, you know, crazy things in there and pushing their agenda, their disgusting agenda that's really anti-American. And nobody was able to read the thousands and thousands of pages before voting on it on the House floor. So it's spending trillions of dollars on their agenda. So you know what I'm thinking? Perhaps the Republicans post watchers in the middle of the night to keep this from happening. They need to really have people literally watching outside the doors because they can't trust these Democrats. I mean, once again, this is doing their best work in the middle of the night, in the wee hours of the night. That's what they did in the 2020 election. Poof, 3 a.m, all of a sudden something happened. So we need to just keep on it. And you know what? Don't let them get away with it and keep pushing it. And I like that the people, so congressmen and congresswomen like Marjorie Taylor Greene, for instance, and Lauren Boebert and, you know, Kat Kamick, these are congresspeople that are newly elected in the last year. And they're really shining a light on all this. And it's great to see people like that who are standing up against this craziness and really showing how the deep swamp is. And like Trump said, he was going to drain the swamp. Well, we got to continue to do so. So we just need to continue to fight and don't give up. Thank you very much for joining me once again. I do appreciate it. So just wanted to get all that out. And let's see, I think just, you know, keep fighting the fight and keep giving the truth. And that's all we can really do. And truth will prevail. And so I thank you again. And I do have a couple other things. Let's see. Just really, you know, watch the shows I talked about. Those are the best. They do tell the truth. And if you just keep standing up to the tyrannical government and the overreach, I think it'll finally turn. And that's what we need to look toward. So I think people are finally figuring it out. The awakening's happening. Unfortunately, there's still the people that are woke and they don't see it. But if we just keep shining a light on the truth and having God do the rest of the work, really, because he ultimately is in control. And that's what I like also about President Trump. He said so. He gave credit to God. And that's what's beautiful. He said it yesterday at his rally. He did. And I love that. He's not afraid to do that. It's wonderful. Whereas the Democrats, they don't even mention God. They don't have a belief, unfortunately. I really believe they're evil. This is a fight against evil versus good. They're on the evil side and we're on the good side.